You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You had big news yesterday.
I had such a good day yesterday, Dom. I was doing the math. I went back and looked at the calendar. I think it's been about 8 or 9 weeks since I was rear-ended in America's pickup, and she put a pretty big dent in the back of the old boy. And I do want to give a special shout-out to a listener named Julie Sanchez, and she owns a company called Colorado Frames Suspension and Collision. I'm going to give them a shout out. I don't care. She came to my rescue and was like, we can get you in pretty darn quick to get the truck done. And pretty darn quick was like 4 weeks later after I'd been hit, where everywhere else, like, they couldn't even get me in until October.
Wow, yeah.
To get an estimate. And she is a big time listener to the show and a big fan. And they did some really good work on
that. What's her name,
truck.
Julie?
Julie. So thank you so much, Julie. And we pulled up yesterday. Nick Nack drove me down there. And I got out, and it was sitting there, and they had it all washed up and clean, and they had it out front. And I'm not going to lie, I held back some tears, Dom. That has just been my most favorite vehicle I have ever had. It's been such a good truck. We've had so many fun family memories in it. And to see it back normal again, I was holding them back. I really was. And it looks good, and I was so happy to drive to work today in it. It just felt like home again. It really did.
I have this vision of you walking up and seeing it and the sound of angels like, oh.
It was kind of like that. I'm getting a little weepy thinking about it. I really do love that car.
Well, you love your truck. It's like a country song. You love your truck.
I do love my truck. And, you know, to get hit in that, you know, it stung quite a bit. And then to find out that she was uninsured and there's a whole behind the scenes thing that's like, this is, you know, unnecessary stress in my life to be dealing with this, but they helped me out and got it back on her wheels, Dom, and it looks good. And
can you imagine if you're pulling out of the parking lot?
I thought about this.
You pull out of the parking lot after 2 months.
Yep.
And somebody swipes into you.
Yeah, I thought about that because where this repair shop is, it's in like a fairly heavy industrial area, and there was a lot of comings and goings with big trucks and people zipping around, and I was going really slow out of there because I was like, this is not what I need right now to be T-boned as I'm leaving the repair place.
But then there's the thing that if you're ultra cautious when you're driving, it becomes equally dangerous.
It sure does, yeah. So I found the happy middle ground, and you know, I made it home and got it in the garage.
And then when you got out, you kind of ran your hand down the side.
I put Armor All inside when I got it home. I put some leather conditioner on it, you know, cleaned it up nicely.
I know you're the whole freak about other people using and touching your things. Yeah. Were you freaked out that people were inside your truck?
A little bit, but hey, I don't have a choice. It's funny, when I pulled up, she's like, is your truck always this clean? She's like, we got in it, you know, obviously to move it a few times. She's like, it's spotless. It's like the cleanest truck we've ever seen. And I'm like, yeah, it's just, you
or
know,
did
my
you
baby.
Clean? Yes,
I
but did you also do extra cleaning because you knew somebody was going to be seeing
it? No, I didn't. It just kind of stays that way. And Julie was cute, too, because she got all excited because Nick Nack was out front. She's like, is Nick Nack out front? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, my God, I got to meet her. I got to meet her. I was like, oh, she's not going to be happy because she was like in, you know, workout gear and a sloppy hoodie or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, just
hair up in a messy bun.
It was like that. And she had her big sunglasses on. But Julie did get to meet Nick Nack, and Nikki was very kind to her and very happy. So, yeah, so yesterday was a good day.